Compared to its rivals, GM has been slow out of the gate to create gasoline-electric-powered hybrid vehicles, but sales data shows consumers are bypassing large gas-guzzling SUVs for thrifty hybrids like the Toyota Prius. This trend has added to GM's woes, which include a $1.3 billion drop in profits in the first quarter of the fiscal year. Ron Pullman has been a GM employee for 29 years. He says corporate officials have finally embraced hybrid technology and plan to introduce it soon in their most popular models.
We're building a new vehicle here in Janesville. It's the new version of the Tahoe and Suburban. It'll have the hybrid engine in 2007. And we can have three plants building this vehicle, and if people buy it, we'll be fine.
Pullman says if demand is high, it can help the 86-year-old Janesville, Wisconsin plant survive the looming cutbacks. Employees say another factor to the plant's favor is a recent $175 million investment by GM to retool some general assembly areas. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.